original brief was to write a tune or to arrange some tunes for Radio 4 UK. And so he used folk tunes from all four countries of the UK and combined them and interwove them into this morning piece, which lasts about 5-6 minutes. I think it's been very successful. It's lasted nearly 30 years, I think, or more. And why aren't they using it anymore? Well, it's the controller wants to put his mark on the station. I think he wants more rolling news and not to have what he considers a tired piece. Obviously, I'll miss it. It's one of my connections with Fritz, who died 3 years ago. He conducts the piece. I love the piece. I love hearing it. I don't hear it every day, not even every week, but when I do hear it, I think it's a great piece. I don't think it's too patriotic. I don't think there's anything wrong with patriotism. And I think, you know, our maybe future Prime Minister, Mr. Gordon Brown, wants us all to be patriotic. It's not just jingoistic tunes. In fact, it was Rule Britannia jingoistic, probably. But the rest of the tunes are old folk tunes from each country. And there's nothing to do with jingoism in them. There's Early One Morning, Danny Boy, you know, Green Sleeves. There's nothing jingoistic about them.
Well, Mark Damaser, Radio 4's controller, is here. Do you like it as a piece of music, or do you think it's tired, as Ingrid Francis-Spiegel suggested?
Well, I think it has a certain kind of poetic feeling and pastoral feeling, and in many ways it's very lovely. And I think it's very touching that Fritz Spiegel, who himself was a refugee, he wasn't born in Britain, composed it partly as a tribute to the United Kingdom. But I honestly don't think that on balance it's the best way of serving the audience at 5:30 in the morning. And as Fritz's widow said, it's quite a long piece. It's 5 to 6 minutes. And I think the time would come for change.
We'll talk about the changes in more detail in a moment or two, but just let me put to you something said in an email by John Hanford, one of your listeners, who says, "Don't dare get rid of that beautiful Radio 4 theme. With its interleaving national tunes, it's one of the most uplifting and clever compositions I've ever heard. Perfect for waking up to. If you want to get rid of something, how about the tinkering controller for thinking of such an outrageous idea?"
Oh dear. I don't suppose we're easily going to agree there, and I'm sorry to have upset him, and I don't think he'll be alone. I know that there are people who wake up and like to be eased into the day by listening to Fritz's medley. And as I say, in its time, it clearly has served its purpose. It's been there for 33 years, more than 30, and it has elements of loveliness to it. But you can't run Radio 4 if you just try and please everybody the whole time. And I have thought for some time that between 5:30, beg your pardon, between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, we weren't quite putting in early in that period enough of a briefing of the day ahead.
Right.
And you have to remember, Ed, that not everybody listens to the Today programme all the way through for the 3 hours. Just so having something before it, I thought, made sense.
Just take us through what is going to be in its place.
Well, I mean, some of the elements are already there, but they're there very much in brief, and I just intend to make them a little bit longer. So there'll be a newspaper review, there'll be a quick sports bulletin, we'll do a bit of business. And we'll put in something that we haven't had before, which is a look ahead to the day coming. And that won't just be the political stories, but I hope we'll include some other things that are happening around the United Kingdom and we'll make the news later in the day. So if you take today as an example, it looks like the Whitbread Book of the Year will be announced tonight, and that's the kind of thing that we'd put into the news briefing between 5:30 and 5:45.
But you've got this programme, as you alluded to a moment or two ago, starting at 6 o'clock. Is there really an appetite for another dollop of newsy stuff half an hour beforehand?
Well, magnificent programme though this is.
It's all right. Don't have to say that.
No, I can reassure everybody that it's not on any possible list for discarding or axing, so you're safe. But magnificent though it is, there are people who get up a bit earlier than the Today programme, and not all of them hear most of the Today programme, or even more than a bit of the Today programme, and some of them don't even hear the Today programme at all. And arming them with a quick news briefing, not, I should add, with padding rolling news, or heaven forfend, more trails for Radio 4, which I know will upset another section of the audience, but giving them a sense of the day ahead seems to me to be a perfectly reasonable and sensible use of Radio 4's time